You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, thinkorswim web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. thinkorswim web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. WHO walks back comments. 22 states see increased cases, and Amazon gets involved in clinical trials. Here's what you should know. Monday, a World Health Organization scientist told reporters that transmission of COVID-19 from asymptomatic patients was very rare, drawing skepticism from the health and science communities. Now WHO has walked back that statement, saying that it was in reference to a small set of studies and that much is still unknown. 22 states have seen jumps in new coronavirus cases as stay-at-home orders across the nation relax. Texas, now in its third phase of reopening and increasing capacity, reported that nearly 2,000 people were hospitalized for COVID-19 on Monday, a new one-day record for the state. The state's previous record also came after its May 1st reopening. Amazon is funding a clinical trial to test whether blood plasma from COVID-19 survivors can effectively treat or prevent the disease. The tech giant is also building its own testing lab and backing a study on immunity, a step that could help the global fight against the novel coronavirus, but would also make the company's own warehouses safer. Finally, here's today's one question. What is herd immunity? When the majority of a population is immune or has been inoculated against a strain of virus and is therefore unlikely to spread it to the minority of people who are still vulnerable. The actual number varies, but herd immunity has been considered effective when 70 to 90% of the population is immune. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.